Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Nun Aleph, Brachas 51a, pagination page 101, starting from the fourth line of the page at the end of the line. Ba'u minei Rav Chisda, they asked Rav Chisda the following question. Misha Acha v'shasa, if a person ate and drank, v'lo beirich, and he did not make the bracha beforehand. Mahu sheyachzor v'yivarech, what is the rule? Is he allowed to make the bracha now? Amalahu, he answered them using an expression. Misha achal shom v'recha nodaf, if a person ate garlic and he has bad breath, yachzor v'yochal shom acher, should he eat more garlic, k'dei shehei recha nodaf, so that he should have more bad breath? In other words, he already ate without a bracha, that was wrong. Should he continue eating without a bracha? Of course he should make a bracha now, and at least salvage whatever he can of the meal, that he should recite a bracha before the rest of the meal. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, let's build on this chiddush that he should recite a bracha. Hilkach, therefore. Afilu gomar se'udaso, even if he finished his meal, yachzor v'yivarech, he should still recite the before bracha at the end of the meal, even if he has nothing more to eat. D'tanya, how do I know this? Because there's a braisa that says, Toval v'Allah, when a person goes to mikvah, as he comes out of the mikvah, he's done with the mitzvah, Omer ba'aliyah, so he says, as he comes up, Baruch Hashem Kedushan Masasa v'tzivanu ala tevila. Regarding the mitzvah of tevila, that bracha is recited after the fact. So Ravina wants to prove from there that it's possible in Birchas Hanenin to recite the bracha after the hana has already occurred. After you've swallowed the food already, you could still recite the bracha, just like by tevila it works. The Gemara comments and says, velohi, and it's not true, it doesn't work like that. Hasam, over there, when they made the bracha of tevila, of going to mikvah, mikaragavra lo chazi, the person is not fitting to recite a bracha. Perhaps because of keri, because the reason he's going to mikvah is to undo a tumah, which does not allow him to recite brachas. Hacha, but over here, meikara gavra chazi, the person certainly was fitting, v'hoil v'idchi idchi, and the proper time for the bracha was before he eats, and it was already pushed off, and once it's pushed off, it's pushed off, he lost his chance. Taisvis, in the top Taisvis, left-hand column, outer column, Taisvis comments in trying to understand what the case is by Tevila that the person was not fitting for the bracha. Tema, v'halo tame eino osu levarich. Normally, a person who needs to go to mikvah is not forbidden from making brachas. Of a kuntras pirish, the ba'alei keryon asurim b'divrei Torah, Rashi learns that the ba'al keri would be the case here, that he's forbidden from learning Torah. Tesis offers an alternate approach, which is brought elsewhere as well, v'yesh loma demayri b'tevilas geirim. It's dealing with the tevila of geirim, of a person converting to Yahadus, to Judaism, and because he's converting, he is not yet Jewish until after the mikvah, and therefore it's impossible to recite the bracha until afterwards. Osa tevila, since there is a tevila in which it's impossible to recite the bracha beforehand, hitzrichu lekol sha'or tevilos levarach achar ha'tevila, and therefore it became common establishment that the bracha of tevila is recited after immersing. Says Tosfos, something even more close to home, v'chein benetilas yadayim, and the same thing with washing your hands. Normally we do brachas over la'asiyoson before the mitzvah, but in the case of netilas yadayim, we come up with all kinds of tricks, trying to make a cheshbon as to why your bracha is somehow before the completion of the netilas yadayim process, meaning before you dry your hands. Why didn't we just make the bracha before we washed our hands, the way we make all other brachas before we do the mitzvah, before bedikas chametz, before kriyas megillah, before tekiyas shofar, before lighting the Hanukkah lights? Shepa'amim adam bami besakise, because sometimes you're washing your hands because you're coming from the bathroom. Vein adam ra'i levarech ad la'achar hanatila, and the washing is intrinsic to your status of being able to recite a bracha. Therefore, no'agu ha'am levarech kol she'ar berachas yadayim la'achar hanatila. Therefore, we always recite the bracha after washing our hands. So Tosfos says the same logic, just like by tvila. Same by Netilas Yadayim, but in our case, in the Gemara rejected the comparison. The comparison was an attempt that you should be allowed to recite the bracha even after you finished eating, just like by Tevila, you could do it after. And the Gemara explains that's only because it was established to recite the bracha after the Tevila, and as Tosfos says, after Netilas Yadayim, because there are cases where the person is not fitting to recite the bracha until afterwards. But in our case, the person simply forgot to recite the bracha on eating, and therefore there is no recourse. If he's still in the middle of the meal, of course, he should recite the bracha. The fact that it ideally should have been recited before he started the meal, but mid-meal, he didn't miss the opportunity on the food that he's going to eat coming up. But after the meal, it's already too late, and there's nothing for him to do. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.